And now for some letters. The proposal to redevelop Anglia Square met with lots of criticism. One correspondent wrote, "Don't steal the soul of Anglia Square and replace it with boutique furniture and falafel bars." Over the Water disagreed completely. "Nope. Total disagree. Lived here for years and I think the area is ready for a much-needed makeover. I'm ready for my house value to soar, and I already enjoy falafels from Ruth's Kitchen and getting home inspiration from the boutique shops closer to town. Roll on the demolition machines, and hopefully they'll accidentally knock down a few tatty derelict shops down Magdalen Street while they're at it. I couldn't care less if the work brings cravat-wearing beard strokers their money. We'll be more than welcome in the shops. Why motion to keep things not great round the edges when to the tune of £12 million we can have something nice?"
Keep Sovereign House, unsurprisingly, is happy to keep Sovereign House, but also to see the rest go. In my opinion, Sovereign House needs to be retained, restored, and the cooling tower removed and replaced with a nice feature. The rest of the building may then be converted into apartments, taking the views of Norwich through the glass expanse and basking in the excellent example of brutalism. The rest can then go, as it's all rubbish. Tutti Frutti reckons Sovereign House does have to go. I'm afraid that Sovereign House needs to be demolished. To renovate the current building and fire regs would not be worth it, and it would be cheaper to demolish and start again. The place will be riddled with asbestos that no contractor will want the expense of removing, so the best idea is for the authority to take it all down. As someone has already pointed out, the premises itself are most likely to be very unsafe now, as it has been empty for more than 20 years.
Rodney Holman thinks Anglia Square just needs a clean-up. "There has to be something special about it, as Alan Partridge had a film premiere at Anglia Square. Why not use the money just to clean, repair and update, as the article states, there's a lot of charm about downtrodden part of the city?" And Ghost Demon agrees, although he thinks the derelict Sovereign House needs to go. "The area certainly needs a good tidy-up and a clean. It's not a pleasant sight to walk through. I guess an improvement will be made at some point, rather than reported about. Perhaps its tidied-up people would treat it with more respect. The former HMRC building needs to go. It's derelict and a mess. The shops are good, though. A good selection, and there's a lot of potential. It's about time it had a facelift, as it lets the city down because it looks so damn ugly and uncared for."
Janice Rainsford wrote in from Queen Street, Spooner Row. She says, "Stephen Down's article in Saturday's Evening News regarding Anglia Square is absolutely spot on. Gentrification is the last thing that Anglia Square needs, and from various articles it would seem that it's heading this way. He is indeed right. Planners feel its soul, don't steal it. This could so easily be eroded in plans to tidy up the area. By all means do that, but have regard to the people who visit the square daily and interact with each other. Don't suffocate the vibrant and tangible atmosphere that exists there, and listen to the views of the community. I have always felt that the canopy with seating below is a stroke of genius. Admire it in bright sunlight and enjoy the lengthening shadows."